RAE, Argentina to the World, presents 10 Argentine People Who Impressed the World. Diego Maradona, the number 10. Terrific, controversial, universal. The passport of the Argentinians.
Si yo fuera Maradona, viviría como él. Si yo fuera Maradona, frente a cualquier portería.
Movie director and musician Emir Kusturica, in his film about Maradona, affirms, Borges sometimes wrote that the Argentine people look like ships moored to the piers. But the brilliant writer could not imagine there could be born someone like Diego Armando Maradona, because Diego was tied to his mother only until he was born. Later on, he became a vessel adrift. Diego could have been a character of my films. It would be extraordinarily easy to imagine him in Black Cat, White Cat, in the skin of a man who's the worst enemy of himself, that does everything to hurt himself.
Si yo fuera Maradona, viviría como él. Mil cohetes, mil amigos, lo que venga mil por cien.
Maradona as a man is a complex figure, a figure of the civil society, a sportsman. Diego was born in Buenos Aires in October 1961. His parents, workers of humble origin, had another seven children. The eighth of them slept in a 6-square-meter room in the neighborhood of Fiorito. The talent of that one who would become one of the most skilled and gifted football players of all times, and as many may say, the best in the world.
Yo ya no existo sin pasado. Entre la oscuridad y la luz.
The number 10 wrote a book that had been printed a dozen times. In it he says, sometimes I think that my life has already been filmed, that it is in the magazines. But it's not so. Huh? It's not so. There are things that are only inside of me, in my heart, and that nobody knows about. The Maradona myth pays, as if it were the script of a serial, with all the ingredients. He was born in a humble place. Since he was a child, his performances were awesome, powerful, and intelligent. Before becoming an adult, he was at the summit of fame and power. He fought against all the evils of the world. His greatest sin is his pride, and the day he dies, it will be for treason or surrender. At some time or other, he said to Diego, to me, they took me away from Villa Fiorito and kicked me away to Paris, to the Eiffel Tower. I had the usual jeans on, the only ones. I wore in winter and summer, the corduroy ones. There I was, and they asked me, they requested me to say what I had to say, to do what they wanted me to do. And I did. I did what I could. And I think I didn't do it so badly. The sport history of Maradona starts at the Football School of Argentino Juniors, a club in the city of Buenos Aires whose stadium has been named after Maradona. He made his debut at the age of 15 in the first division, and at 17, he was already the top football scorer at the Metropolitan Tournament. And he repeated the same performance in the Metropolitan and National Tournaments 1979 and 1980. In the meantime, he was the captain of the national juvenile team that won the World Cup in Japan. Diego was just 18 years old.
Porque sí, porque sobran las bolas. Matarla con el pecho y no tirarla afuera. para jugar de local en cualquier cancha, aunque pongo el corazón y boco de la plancha.
It was an unstoppable climb. He played for Boca Juniors that adopted him for good. But that viral speed would have huge setbacks. Maradona was expelled from the Classic against Brazil during the World Cup 1982. He would play at the Barcelona, where he had some health and discipline problems, and where he had started with his drug addictions. From Barcelona, he stepped into the Naples. There he won the Scudetto 1986-1987 and 1989-1990. Besides the Italian Cup 1988 and the UEFA 1989. In Argentina, he won the World Cup 1986.
Estadio y escuchándolo a Víctor Hugo.
It was June the 22nd, 1986, at the Aztec of Mexico DF, but it will stay for eternity. It was the match against England, 4 years after the Malvinas. It was Maradona who was after the revenge against the war that had interrupted the life and future of many young Argentine boys. Diego scored with his hand and scored again a goal that was never surmounted. The latter, imbued of a speed, ability and braveness that took Victor Hugo Morales to baptize him the Cosmic Kite. With Diego, the neglected south of Italy, the origin of the emigrants, farmers and forgotten people defeated the wealthy and literate north. Since then, in Napoli, there are dozens of thousands of followers of the Maradonian Church. The years before the World Cup 1990 were the most shaken. He became a cocaine addict, lost a legal demand of fatherhood and had constant arguments with the club boards and with the members of the FIFA. The world heard Diego insulting the Italians while they whistled the Argentine anthem at the end of the tournament they lost against Germany in Rome. Today, a huge mural of over 15 meters high, painted by artist Jurid Agos, covers a building in the Italian city celebrating the 3 years of victories and the symbolic character of the power of the neglected elites. Maradona, 55, very well off and sometimes generous, accepted an interview at first sight with some young people from the Buenos Aires slum, the powerful throat. The end of the interview said, "Diego learned to dribble in Villa Fiorito, and although he is Maradona between us, he is one of us. But sometimes we forget that, and among so many questions, while his family treated us like ours and his grandson Benjamin kicked the ball against the wall, we ask him, why did you give us all this and you opened the doors of your house, even in the knowledge that we were slum people? Just because of that," he answered. Maradona, a bit child still, as is still a controversial figure. He's not excused any longer, but nobody doubts he's at the Olimpo of many Argentine people. RAI, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentine people who impressed the world. Diego Maradona, the number 10. Coordination, Silvana Avellaneda. Production, Darío Burstein. Edition, Matías Arrezaigor. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.